Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into AI and specifically how it's reshaping the world of HR. And so forget those like rigid job titles and hierarchies. Imagine a workplace where your unique skills are what really matters. That's kind of the heart of what we're unpacking today. And our source material comes from research from a Korean company called Classum. They're really like at the forefront of this whole AI-powered HR revolution.
Yeah, and one of the really interesting things about Classum's approach is that they're tackling the shift towards something called a skill-based organization, or SBO. It's a pretty radical departure from how most companies are structured today.
Okay, so SBOs, can you kind of paint a picture for us? What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, instead of slotting people into like these predefined roles, SBOs are centered around the skills individuals bring to the table. It's a much more dynamic and flexible way of organizing talent.
So it's less about I'm the marketing assistant and more about I'm a creative whiz with a knack for storytelling and a passion for data analysis. Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that your skills become your currency. It opens up a world of possibilities for career growth because you're not limited by a specific job title.
Yeah, I can already see how this could be like a game changer for people who are multi-talented or want to explore different career paths. But where does AI fit into all of this?
Well, AI is the engine that makes this whole system work. Classum has developed some seriously impressive AI algorithms that can analyze job descriptions and extract the core skills required for each role. It's like having a superpower skills translator.
So instead of trying to decipher those often vague and jargon-filled job descriptions, you have AI that just cuts through the noise and tells you exactly what skills you need to succeed. That could save people so much time and frustration.
Absolutely. And it even goes beyond just analyzing existing jobs. AI can also predict future skill demands, which can help you stay ahead of the curve and prepare for the jobs of tomorrow.
Okay, now that's getting really interesting. It's like having a crystal ball for your career. But hold on, I'm already thinking about the potential pitfalls here. What about bias? How can we be sure that these AI systems aren't perpetuating existing inequalities in the workplace?
That's a totally legitimate concern. However, Classum has gone to great lengths to ensure their AI is developed and deployed ethically.
So walk us through that. What steps are they taking to address those concerns?
Well, transparency is a key principle for them. They really believe that users should have a clear understanding of how their data is being used and what measures are in place to prevent bias.
So it's not just a black box where AI is making decisions without any human oversight.
Not at all. Humans are still very much in the loop, especially when it comes to things like setting parameters and interpreting the data. AI is a powerful tool, but it needs to be guided by human values and ethics.
That makes a lot of sense. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the benefits for individual employees. You mentioned skills becoming currency. So how does that actually translate into tangible advantages for people in their careers?
Well, it's about empowering individuals to take control of their own career paths. When you have a clear understanding of your skills and how they align with market demands, you're in a much stronger position.
So it's not just about finding a job, it's about strategically building a career that aligns with your passions and aspirations.
Exactly. And with AI providing insights and recommendations, you can make more informed decisions about what skills to develop, what jobs to pursue, and even how to negotiate a better salary.
It's like having a personalized career coach in your pocket, powered by AI. This is all starting to sound pretty exciting, but I can't help but wonder, is this just a futuristic fantasy, or is this something that's actually happening right now?
Oh, this isn't science fiction. This is happening right now. Companies around the world, including some big names you would recognize, are already adopting SBO principles and integrating AI into their HR processes.
Wow, so this is a real trend, not just a hype cycle. But what I'm really curious about is how this actually plays out in the real world. Can you give us a specific example of how a company is using AI to make this shift to an SBO?
Absolutely. One company that comes to mind is a tech firm, and they were struggling to keep up with the rapid pace of innovation in their industry. They realized that their traditional, like, hierarchical structure was holding them back.
So, like, too many layers of management, not enough agility. I can see how that would be a problem in a fast-moving field.
Exactly. They needed a way to like tap into the diverse skills of their workforce more effectively. So they partnered with an AI-powered HR platform to create what they call an internal talent marketplace.
An internal talent marketplace. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about how that works.
Sure. So it's essentially a platform that allows employees to showcase their skills and interests, and it connects them with projects and opportunities that match their profiles.
So instead of waiting for a manager to assign them to a project, employees can proactively seek out opportunities that align with their career goals. I love that.
Right. It gives employees more agency and control over their career development. And for the company, it means they can quickly assemble teams with the right mix of skills for any given project without being limited by traditional departmental boundaries.
That sounds like a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah.
But how does AI actually play a role in this internal talent marketplace?
Well, AI is kind of the brains behind the operation. It analyzes employee data, like their resumes, performance reviews, even contributions to like internal forums. And it uses all that to build these comprehensive skill profiles for each individual.
So it's not just relying on self-reported skills, it's actually digging deeper to get a more accurate picture of what people can do.
Exactly. And then when a new project comes up, AI can match the project requirements with the skills of available employees and suggest the best fit candidates. It takes the guesswork out of team formation and ensures that projects are staffed with the most qualified individuals.
It's like a matchmaking service for skills and projects. That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering about the human element here. Do managers still play a role in this system?
Absolutely. This doesn't eliminate the need for managers, but it does transform their role. Instead of being taskmasters, they become more like coaches and mentors, guiding their team members' development and helping them navigate this new landscape.
So it's less about top-down control and more about fostering a culture of continuous learning and growth.
Precisely. And that's a crucial part of making this whole SBO thing work. It requires a fundamental shift in mindset, both for individuals and organizations. Individuals need to embrace the idea of lifelong learning, and organizations need to create a supportive environment where employees feel empowered to develop their skills.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that could be a challenge for some companies that are used to operating in a more traditional way. But what about the employees themselves? How do they adapt to this new world of work where their skills are constantly being evaluated and compared?
Well, it's all about transparency and communication. In this new model, employees need to have a clear understanding of the skills that are valued by their organization, and they need to be given opportunities to develop those skills. Regular feedback and coaching are also essential to help individuals stay on track and identify areas for improvement.
It sounds like communication and feedback become even more important in this kind of environment. But let's be realistic for a moment. Not every company is going to jump on the SBO bandwagon overnight, right? So what can our listeners do to prepare themselves for this shift, even if their current company isn't quite there yet?
That's a great question. It all starts with taking ownership of your own skill development.
So don't wait for your company to tell you what skills to learn. Be proactive and invest in yourself.
Exactly. Identify the skills that are most in demand in your field and start exploring ways to develop them. There are tons of online courses, workshops, and even free resources available. And don't underestimate the value of networking and learning from others in your industry.
That's great advice. So even if our current workplace isn't quite an SBO yet, we can still adopt that mindset of continuous learning and skill development to prepare ourselves for the future. But I'm curious, what are some of the key skills that are becoming increasingly valuable in this AI-driven world? What should our listeners be focusing on?
Well, while technical skills are still important, they're not enough on their own. In a world where AI is automating more and more tasks, it's the uniquely human skills that will truly set you apart.
So we're talking about things like creativity, critical thinking, problem-solving, emotional intelligence, those soft skills that are harder for AI to replicate.
Exactly. Those are the skills that will become even more valuable as AI takes over more routine tasks. And then there's adaptability, the ability to learn new things quickly and pivot when necessary.
It's like being a mental gymnast, always ready to twist and turn and land on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm taking notes. Any other essential skills our listeners should have on their radar?
Yeah, communication is a big one. Being able to clearly articulate your ideas, like both verbally and in writing, is crucial in any workplace. But it becomes even more important when you're working with these AI systems.
So you need to be able to explain complex concepts in a way that both humans and machines can understand.
Right. And of course, collaboration is key. You know, as AI takes over more routine tasks, teamwork becomes even more important.
So we're talking about being able to work effectively with diverse teams, navigate different personalities and like find those creative solutions together.
Exactly. It's all about combining those human strengths with the power of AI to create something truly innovative.
This is starting to paint a really interesting picture of the future of work. But I'm curious, with all this talk about AI and automation, is there a risk that some jobs will become obsolete? What happens to the people whose skills don't align with this new reality?
It's true that some jobs will inevitably change or even disappear as technology advances, but I see this as an opportunity, not a threat.
Okay, I'm listening. How do you see this as an opportunity?
It's a chance for people to upskill and reskill, to reinvent themselves and embrace new challenges. And with the rise of online learning platforms and personalized career guidance tools, it's easier than ever to acquire new skills and pivot to new career paths.
So instead of clinging to outdated job roles, we need to embrace this as a chance to evolve and explore new possibilities.
Exactly. And this isn't just about individuals. Companies also have a responsibility to invest in their employees' development and create pathways for them to transition into new roles as needed.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a shared responsibility.
Right.
Individuals need to be proactive, and companies need to provide support. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a little more personal. How can our listeners start building their own skill profile, that digital representation of their talents and potential that we talked about earlier? What advice would you give them?
Well, first, take some time to reflect on your strengths and passions. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing?
It sounds like we need to start by getting to know ourselves better, not just our skills, but our values and aspirations as well.
Exactly. Once you have a clearer picture of what you want, you can start identifying the skills you need to achieve your goals. And don't just focus on technical skills. Remember, those soft skills, communication, collaboration, creativity are equally important.
So it's about creating a well-rounded profile that showcases both our hard skills and those uniquely human qualities.
Precisely. And don't be afraid to experiment and try new things. The more diverse your skill set, the more adaptable and resilient you'll be in the face of change.
That's great advice. So explore, experiment, and embrace the uncertainty. But before we wrap up, I want to touch on something we discussed earlier, bias in AI. How can we as individuals help ensure that these AI systems are being used fairly and ethically, not just in HR, but in all aspects of our lives?
That's such an important question. We need to stay informed and engaged to ask critical questions and to demand transparency from the companies that are developing and deploying these technologies.
So we can't just passively accept whatever AI throws our way.
Yeah.
We need to be active participants in shaping how this technology is used.
Absolutely. We need to be aware of the potential risks and biases, and we need to advocate for responsible AI development that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
That's a powerful message to end on. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the rise of skill-based organizations to the importance of human skills in an AI-driven world. It's clear the future of work is going to look very different from what we're used to, but it's also filled with exciting possibilities.
It's a future where we can leverage the power of AI to create more fulfilling and meaningful work experiences, where we can unlock our full potential and contribute our unique talents to the world.
It's a future where skills become currency and lifelong learning becomes the norm. And it's a future that we can all help shape by embracing the uncertainty, staying curious, and never stopping learning. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the AI-powered HR revolution.